justify me and answer what I am for. But you, a new brood, native, athletic, continental, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. I myself but write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to Friday night. And you've made it to World Poetry Open Mic. I'm your humble host, J. Todd Underhill. In the studio with me, I've got Michael Amade.
Hello. Does anybody else feel like there's an inordinate amount of bass today?
There was a huge amount of bass.
I take responsibility for the inordinate amount of bass, but easy not for the distortion.
There you go.
Yes, Phantom?
It was actually my fault.
Oh,
I planned that.
She's haunting
the board. I've been listening to Radioactive, and the bass on that is fantastic, so I'm just doing everything.
You're the ghost in the machine.
Bass.
Yes, she is the ghost in the machine. Wait for the drop. And operating all things technical as to the best of his ability, he is the ape boy.
I do apologize. It is really hot.
Yes.
And when
and
we
I'm
say
not
hot.
Talking about temperature.
No, I think they fixed the air conditioner, but
I think
that
so.
Was really
it,
hot.
I don't know. To give everybody a heads up, the station is trying to work on the volume issue, so if it seems really loud, I apologize. If it seems really quiet, turn the volume up on your computers.
What if they can't hear you saying that?
If they can't hear me, I hope they will replay this and everything will be fine.
Can you do that in sign language for the listeners?
Sure, I sure can. Ready?
Awesome. Yes. All right. We do want to thank our sponsors for this hour, drinkbodyarmor.com. Check them out for the information on the super team. Now, Body Armor is this excellent drink, way to rehydrate yourself during the hot summer days. Basically, you're going to want to check them out. And they've got like twice the electrolytes as a normal sports drink. They've got the polyphenols of 50 blueberries. It's
guys,
amazing.
It's you know, it is sports performance drink. And not only that, I think it makes you a genius. I have to tell you, I drank an entire case, and I've solved most of the world's problems.
And you haven't slept in 2 days.
Within 15, and I'm just so productive. I just, you know, I can't really tell you what caused it. Hey, wildsite.co, another one of our sponsors, our big show sponsor.
Our big show sponsor, and this I want to say thank you, Denise, for putting it on this poetic platform.
Absolutely. It's been amazing. Now, it's wildsite.co is the website, and it really is focusing on the consciousness of people who are driving, just paying attention to the life in the road. But it's actually a bicycle apparel company there to remind people as they're driving by to pay attention.
Exactly. And if you're following us on Facebook at KZKO, they were talking about, you know, removing dead wildlife from the roadway, too. That way it doesn't attract other animals and thus basically compound the problem as well. Also, we want to thank Daily Pocket Directory, or excuse me, Pocket Coupon Directory, savings on food, fine dining, home, personal needs, and much, much more. Check them out at dailypocketdeals.com. And, of course, our rules. We need to let you know that we want 1 to 3 minute poetry. If you have a good flow going, we will let you go extra.
Extra.
We want it clean. We want clean poetry.
Clean.
Nothing
extra.
With the word that rhymes with Nantucket. If you
do
follow.
You need a Halls?
No, I'm fine.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I just nothing that rhymes with the word Nantucket. Okay,
yes.
Got it.
Well, right. No, I mean, you could talk about, you know, getting an oyster and just, you know, to shuck it.
I like buckets.
You like buckets?
Yeah.
All right,
what about
guys.
Buckets in Nantucket?
Oh. You know what I mean. If you drop the magic F-bomb, you're out of here. All right. But we don't censor our poetry here. We will never censor our poetry here.
Fair enough.
It is an art form. If you're easily offended, I apologize in advance. So, that being said, let's go to our first caller. Please welcome from Pennsylvania, she is Ellie.
Hi, J. Todd. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. Doing great. Hi, Michael. Hi, Phantom.
Hello.
Hey, Ellie.
I've got a Terza Rima sonnet for you tonight.
Nice.
And it's called Promise Moon. Breathless, this summer solstice eve, she waits. As the moon caresses her golden hair, heart pounding, she opens the garden gates. Captain of the seas, his love does he still bear? Moon glow serenades this lover's waiting hour. Into the heavens she whispers a prayer. She knows the certainty starts to flower. She hears him softly tread the garden way. Their lips meet. Passion ignites love's power. Won at last this hour, this lovely day. Love's waiting garden now their happiness. Hearts united in spring's eternal bouquet. The sea no more, the moon has kept its promise. He, her dashing captain, she, his goddess.
Nice. I love it.
Thank you. Awesome work, Kelly.
Thank
you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, as always, for calling in and sharing your work with us. I feel compelled with the events of this week that I need to tell all the poets to call our show how much we really love them.
That's true.
And appreciate their work. And I thank you, Ellie, from the bottom of my heart.
And I thank you, too. Thank you. That's so lovely. And I love you guys, too. It's just a blessed thing we've got going here, you know?
It's a great family reunion. I love it.
Every week.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
All right, so if you want to call in like Ellie and be a part of our family reunion, you're going to want to give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We also have some poetry that's been sent in over the intertubes this last week, so we'll be getting to that as well.
Exactly.
I feel I have to correct you.
Mm. All right.
It's actually interwebs.
You know what? You know what? I say what I want to say. I'm crazy like that.
He's not bound by conformity.
I just start speaking in French.
There you go.
Okay.
I challenge
you. Mon drone, quand le bon manchon.
No, what did you say?
That's a line from Last of the Mohicans
say something else in French?
Frère Jacques.
Which means what?
Oh. I don't know.
I'll
look it up.
Hey, Dennis
Google.
Is on the line.
Hey, Lifesaver Dennis, thank you for calling in.
Oh, how you doing, Jay Todd?
I'm doing all right.
Hello, sir.
The Phantom.
Dennis, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Well, brother, are you going to share a poem with us?
Yes, I am. And you may think it odd that although I was named Poet of the Month last week, I will not be reading something I wrote, but instead I will be reading a poem written by Sonnet Diva.
All right.
We are all saddened by the loss of Blushful Moon. In her memory, I read this poem written by Sonnet Diva. The title is Toast to Blushful Moon.
All right.
Do rest in peace, my special friend. Your time on earth came to an end. A poet flutters to the sky, now free of pain. She's flying high. She was kind and gentle soul. Now with her husband, now does console. To let you know, you're loved, that's why. Now free of pain, she's flying high. Our memories of you will not cease. Now from the pain, you found release. We'll miss you. And for this we'll sigh, now free of pain, she's flying high. Do rest in peace, our special friend. Now fly free of pain, and do fly high.
Nice. Very well done. And for those that don't know her as Blushful Moon, we had a poet on All Poetry that was a great poetess named Susan, who passed away this week. And Dennis, that was great.
And she was a friend to all that she met. She's a gentle, kind soul and a great poetess. She wrote so many different kinds of poetry, and she was a blessing to everyone she met. and we will not forget her.
I will never forget her. She was a friend indeed and a great person to emulate as far as writing style, too.
Indeed she was. And thank you for letting me share that. And continue doing what you do best, promoting spoken word art. And we thank you for that. God bless.
Thank you, Dennis. If you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
Or you can submit poetry at worldpoetryopenmic.net as long as it's before 6 p.m. broadcast day.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it'll be recycled through to next week.
Yeah, I you know, it's after 6 p.m. We could be keeping up all night just opening new stuff, and it's better just to have that cutoff time, and we roll it to the next week.
Exactly. So if you want to submit something now, do it. You'll just won't hear it until next week. So.
And if you want to call in and are not a writer but have a poem that has spoken to you or just, you know, it touches you in some way, call in and share it with us. We really, really do appreciate covers. We appreciate everything here.
That's true.
I once heard somebody do the Gorillaz as a spoken word art cover. That was actually really cool.
Oh, I bet it was, actually.
So.
Better than the monkeys?
Better than the monkeys. Hi, Board Monkey. How are you? All right. So we do have a caller from Pennsylvania. Please welcome Mel. Mel Patterson, how are you?
Hello there. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Yeah, you know, we're doing good. We're getting along.
Oh, good. I have a poem in honor of Blushful Moon. It's an acrostic in her name.
Okay.
And when you're ready, I can read it.
I'm ready whenever you are.
You're ready. Okay. It is Blushful Moon. Beautiful lady, so fair, you had a flair. Love was easy for us to feel for you. Utter joy it was to read your lovely poems. Sheer delight in remembering your friendship. How you befriended many. Yours truly was only one. Fully missing you, we offer our prayers for your son, until and as long as he may wish them. We love you, dearest Susan, and we miss you too, but know that you are in a well-deserved peace. Our Lord welcomed you with open, loving arms, on mountains high, green fields, blue skies, and a mansion built for you. Now and always, you are reunited with your dear husband too. That's it.
Well done. Wow. Very well
wow.
done.
Thank you. I love when you clap. It's so cute. I hope you have a lovely evening. I'm listening. I can tune in tonight.
Beautiful.
So I'm anxious to hear our other poets recite their poetry. So
thank you. I'm anxious too. Thank you very much, Mel.
You're welcome. Take care.
We love you.
Bye-bye.
If you want to call in like Mel, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
However, we have been told that we must
go to break.
That's
actually
right.
But so if you call in, be willing to hold over. We're just going to go away for a few moments, pay a few bills. You're listening to KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Tired of cutting coupons and looking for deals or ways to save money? Daily Pocket Deals has everything you need, offering new deals for local businesses every day. Daily Pocket Deals is sure to keep more money in your pocket. Visit dailypocketdeals.com and enter promo code KZKO to be automatically entered to win one of many great prizes.
Are you always asking yourself where I can get great protection for my wireless devices?
Always.
Then go to MyTechDefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. Originally designed to protect military helicopter blades, cars, airplanes, and boats from erosion, with modern-day research and improvement, the urethane films have resulted in today's ultimate protection for personal electronics. The Royal Wraps Clear Finish. Royal Wrap's matte finish helps resist fingerprints from even starting and will keep your device looking new all the time. And check this out. You ever wanted your phone or tablet to reflect your favorite sports team, brand, or anything for that matter? Well, now you can. You can choose any design you want, and they will transform your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at techdefense.com or click the link on kzkoradio.com and protect yourself with royalty today.
I don't know. You've inspired me, sir.
You know, if I had my way with the song, there'd be a quarter note bass drum starting in a few seconds.
You think?
Yeah, I just feel inspired. I'm just gonna do the.
You mean like this?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Beautiful. Huh. Sounds wow. like you might know it.
You know what? No, actually, strangely, I don't.
Really? It's no. It's Expander by Sasha.
Expander.
Expander.
By Sasha? Who's
original.
Sasha?
Sasha is a prominent DJ.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he gets paid that. To play other people's music?
No. Oh. That's his creation.
Uh-huh. That's beautiful, actually. Yeah. I liked it. It was kind of spacey.
Nice.
You inspired me. I've got to set up the podcast this weekend. I think I might go out and get some DJ Spooky to throw on there for you.
Please. Okay. Yeah. I will talk to you afterwards.
You're speaking right, cool. in metaphor.
I have issues with that one.
All right. Fair enough. All right. So, but let's go back to the phone lines because we do poetry here also. Please welcome from Texas, it's Jack. Actually, from Jack, it's Texas.
It's one or the other. I'm not sure tonight. What's going on, guys?
Oh, losing my mind. How are you doing, sir?
y'all sound like you're having fun.
We are.
Oh, good. Well, hey, they called for 111 today, but it only hit 105. I knew they were just trying to scare us.
Exactly.
That wasn't bad. Wasn't too bad.
It's all about the fear, Jack. It's all about the fear.
It is all about the fear. Hey, I've got something a little special tonight, if I can.
Absolutely.
J. Todd, I think you're familiar with Girl Friday on WC.
Yeah, I am.
Sarah Williams is her name. Well, she has just released her first book of poetry.
What? Really?
It just came out this week. I got my copy today. It's called The Other Side of Up, Selected Poems by Sarah S. Williams. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and I guess a few other places if you can find it. But, I'll tell you what, this thing's fantastic.
She didn't write me, tell me it was coming out or anything. I'm disappointed, but that's all right.
I think she did, but her Wi-Fi wasn't working real well, she said, or something like that. You know, she's out on the West Coast, and they're running out of money as it is. So.
Fair enough.
Hey, but if I can, I'd like to read one out of this, if that's okay with you.
That'd be great.
Hey, this poem's called Sunflowers, and it's by Sarah S. Williams. Cut stalks in an old mason jar. Bee pollen faces bursting feathered citron sunshine. I weep for them despite their laughter. They chat about the consistency of the chocolate soil where they used to bow their heads to Chloris as she kissed the earth beneath the blue bell jar sky. I hear dulcet voices, pin drop delicate, startlingly upbeat, and I apologize by reciting poetry. Odes spring forth from my parched lips. Apologies for using them to brighten my room, to lift my drowning mood. Soft words, gentle as a whisper of hummingbird wings. But as it turns out, sunflowers are poets wanting to die for their art. They do not wilt when the shears appear. They turn their faces skyward and sing for what is more fruitful in the waning hours than this honor. That was Sunflowers.
Wow.
Wow.
Jack, that was good. Sarah, that was amazing. You need to call our show so we can promo your book. It's called The Other Side of Up, right?
It's called The Other Side of Up, and Selected Poems by Sarah S. Williams. It's available at all the popular places.
Amazon.
You can't have my copy because it's mine, you know?
Oh, yeah. I don't want your copy. I just want to get my own, so that'd be all right.
Well, good.
Excellent. And if you want to get your own, you can go to Amazon and look up The Other Side of Up, Sarah S. Williams.
Sarah S. Williams.
And you can find it out there. Definitely, on the strength of that one poem alone, look it up.
She's an awesome poet.
And
awesome.
If you want to look her up online, she's Girl Friday at writerscafe.org.
That's it.
Excellent. Thank you, Jack.
All right, guys.
You have a great week.
You too.
All right, if you want to call in like Jack, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
Or backwards, it's 8953.
No,
you don't
want to
confuse
other
people. 303-386-3598.
Jeez, Mike, you're off rhythm tonight.
Don't insult the intelligence of our audience.
Quite honestly, please shamelessly plug your books. We want to go look you up.
Yeah,
that's true.
And if you want to send us a copy, we'll share it around, we'll read it, we'll have a great time with it.
Let us know where we can get your poetry. We're addicted.
I am. I've got a yeah. I want to mainline some papyrus text
just stop.
Right now.
Just stop.
We have someone on the line who I've been wanting to hear for a while.
I know you called him out last week.
I did call him out, Bob. How are you doing?
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Good.
Going good.
We've
Bob.
Been missing you.
Excellent.
Yeah, I couldn't get on. It's been kind of hard to get on, but that's okay.
All right.
That's
well, we're glad thing. To have you this week.
I made it. So, you know, it's been kind of a rough week because everybody's mourning over a loss of a poet.
Oh, yeah.
And a friend. Yeah. And, but, you know, it's really cool because everybody's just coming right along and just cheering her praises. And it's just really neat to see that, you know, regardless of what we think or how we write or what we believe, we all seem to be coming together and showing our love for Blushful Moon, Susan Vessels. So, and I wanted to share a poem I wrote, and I wanted to put a little bit of a positive spin to this.
All right.
It's called Healed, and it goes like this. It's okay. I'm okay. In fact, I'm so much better. I was tired, body broken, so I had to leave. I feel precious in his presence, as he said in a letter. Now I'm free, be comforted as you grieve. I know you miss me because you love me, but really, it's okay. I am happy. Love's not hindered by a sick body. Every plea has been answered, everything you prayed. I'm so blessed where I'm at. Grace and mercy caught me. I've exchanged distractions. There it was, sorrow and pain. Now they're replaced by eternal joy. I am in the presence of the holy name. I'm glad to leave that body like a worn-out toy. Things are as they should be. I am where I'm meant. Now I behold a most glorious field. Your prayers sent me, so I'm heaven sent. Plus, I can truly say I am fully healed.
Well done.
Thank you.
Amazing poetry, Bob.
Yes, thank you for calling and sharing with us.
Thank you. We love you, Susan. We'll see you later on the flip side.
Yeah, we love you, Susan. We'll see you all too soon. And I made the reference online today that I picture Susan sitting with my parents, enjoying the show, being proud of what we're doing here. And I want to thank you for being part of it, Bob.
Yeah. I'll always remember her for, she'll send me a note, and it's always something positive. I never even had any idea she was going through so much pain until a little later. And she was a remarkable person.
She is. She still is. Yeah. She's a great, great lady. She's just on the other side right now.
You are right, of course.
Excellent. Thank you, Bob, for calling.
All right.
If you want to call in like Bob, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
Or you can send in your poetry at worldpoetryopenmic.net, just going to the contact entry form, and you can just put it in there.
Or if you're feeling frisky, Facebook and Twitter us.
Exactly.
That's you know, poetry over Twitter doesn't really work very well.
I challenge people to write poems 140 characters or less. Send it to us.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting.
It is exciting.
However, we do have and I'm going to let Mr. Underhill cue it up here. We have a special poem that was sent in.
We had a poem that was sent in by a caller we had last week.
That's right. From the UK.
From the UK. He sent me an acrostic sonnet, and I'm very honored by it because of how it's set up. I'll just read it first, and I'll tell you what it says down the side. Jovial was our delectable host. Tonight, what's calm as incentive sustains. Once in a while, whom is passively most delightful, and in ways he entertains. Dwelling on verse with vocalized bass, undeniably gifted with those tones, nimbus, alges, nocturnal embrace, drawn by an invite to all us unknowns. Existing out there, this inertia is clearly renowned for exposure exceedingly warm, handheld comfort of home found sincerely, intending listeners who want to perform. Let us share innuendos with what's lately, longing to be near as far sedately. And down the spine, it spells out J. Todd Underhill, which I had no clue you could do my name in an acrostic form.
Isn't that
was
cool?
Great. Tony, thank you. Titus, you are an amazing poet. everybody should go out to allpoetry.com, look up his poetry. He's been a mentor of mine for years, and I'm very honored to have him submit to the show like this and call in like he did. It's just an amazing thing.
That, and you know, I read that before the show. It was really, really something powerful. And the other funny thing is, he's the first person I've heard really describe the show accurately as to what we do, which is basically just innuendo. The entire show is just an excuse.
Actually, it's a huge palindrome. And when we finish our run after 25 years, if you play all the segments backwards, it'll sound exactly the
exactly.
Same.
For the next, for after we get to 12 and a half years, we will be doing the show entirely backwards.
There you go. Uh-oh.
What?
Not again.
Okay. So, every now and then, the scent of pure evil.
Which is kind of like brimstone and loam.
And New York City.
And it wafts through the studio.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Hello to everyone. Before I start, I want to join in the condolences and celebration. There aren't that many good people and good poets out there, and when we lose one, we should celebrate her life.
Exactly. Thank you.
Hope everyone has had a wonderful week.
We hope you have too, sir.
I've been doing all I can as a lawyer to ruin lives.
So successful week for you.
That's what I do as a radio show host, too.
No comment. It had been pointed out to me recently that I've written poems for my daughter, for my wife, for other family and friends, but despite the fact that my godson has done 3 tours in Afghanistan and 2 in Iraq, I had never written one for him.
Wow.
So if I may, I'd like to read one I wrote in his honor.
That'd be awesome.
Please.
There are others like him. It's called Where Are the Heroes of Yore? Where are the heroes of yore, the warriors who vowed to defend? Where are the heroes of yore who provided inspiration and hope? Where now are the heroes? In London, the July sky is darkened as smoke rises from the underground, and a bus is stained a different red while blood flows in the street. Yet despite the call, Arthur remains asleep in Avalon. In Paris, the suburbs burn, and wide-eyed children wear the sickly lipstick smile of fresh-slit throats. Yet Roland's horn lies silent. In the Atocha station, the women weep as train whistles are replaced by funeral bells. Yet the Cid remains silent, and Balbeca awaits his rider. In the Texas plains, 13 lie dead. Flaming gunshots break the silence of that November day. Yet Crockett and Travis and Bowie stand as mute statues. Where are the heroes of yore, the warriors who vowed to defend? Where now are the heroes? From the dusty mountains so far away, a soft voice answers. With hard eyes and sunburnt skin, he answers proudly, I have heard the call.
Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. I figured I owed that to my godson for everything he and the rest of his group have done.
Oh, we are so indebted to him for standing up for our liberty and giving us the security we need to put on a platform like this. Thank
indeed,
you.
Indeed. Indeed. So, gentlemen and lady, I bid you a magnificent evening and a wonderful week.
Magnificent evening to you as well, Steve.
And look forward to speaking to you all next week and continue the great show.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
If you want to call in like Steve, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
You know, I just realized I forgot to give Steve a movie line. However, if you can hear it, look it up. If you find out what movie it is, if you have not seen it, watch it. It's an amazing film. Here's the line. Right. I've always loved the way you dance.
All right.
Okay?
And, you know, he could call back, too.
He could call back. It's said by a woman.
You okay. Do realize he actually writes 17-syllable poems
about
describing
movies.
The movie.
I know.
Didn't ruse.
You didn't. That's
you know
a
what?
Fail. That's
I'm
kind
of busy this week.
Fail sauce.
Everybody out of the studio. Everybody out.
That's it. We're going to take a break. Done. It's you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Get out!
And we're World Poetry Open Mic.
Finished!
The next Evolution Poetry Radio.
What are you going to wear out on your bicycle this summer? I'll tell you what, Wildside.co has the answer. They've created its premier line of cycling apparel designed to raise awareness for Colorado's wildlife living close to our roadsides. Cyclists love wearing jerseys. Why not wear a jersey showing your support for wildlife while cycling up the Peak to Peak Highway? Longtime cyclist and founder, Denise Bowler, has the answer. She's helping wildlife that's living close to the roadsides each and every day. Give them a call at 303-803-2676 or check them out online at wildsite.co. That's wildsite.co. Help raise awareness for Colorado's wildlife living close to our roadsides.
Denver's best entertainment, covering many events of all communities throughout the state of Colorado. It's the LatinLifeDenver.com.
Is it time for a new ride? MSC Sports presents Denver Auto Sales. Whether you have good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, Denver Auto Sales has what you need. With a vast selection of quality pre-owned vehicles, there's something for everyone. Make sure you mention KZKO to receive $500 off your total purchase price. Denver Auto Sales is conveniently located on North Federal Boulevard in Denver. Or visit www.denverautostore.com.
Okay. This is... You have to understand that when we're on the air, you can't just call me out for not doing work. I'm a busy person. You know, I'm a very, very... Okay, you know what? We're back on the air. Let's try this one more time. Don't make me pull out the spray bottle. Okay? I will spray you in the face.
Spray bottles do not work
with water.
Is it safe to come back in the studio?
It's safe to come back to the studio.
All right. So...
Now, I have to tell you, I was a bit surprised... Mr. Bordop, because I actually was expecting you to be playing music.
Well, that would have been nice to be able to read on there. You know, play your music and come back to me first.
Well, I figured
that would have been fine. You know what? You know what? Hang on. No, hang on.
I'm not the one who's so far away when I feel the snake bite enter my veins.
Now this is better. This is the kind of show we should be having.
And I don't remember.
Everybody, I'm feeling kind of like being a little native here. All right, I'm going native.
Okay, sorry.
I love this
song.
So
there. See, now I've got the music in.
I love this song. Don't turn it down.
There's no redos in radio. We can't do this.
Well, I just did.
You know what? And there's no crying in radio either. So wipe your tears away, my friend.
Darn it.
We're back. It's the third segment.
And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio. And we have a special caller from Ohio. Please welcome Tate.
Hello, folks.
Are we entertaining enough for you yet?
I'm so sorry I missed last week.
Listen to the rebroadcast. You'll be like, what the heck are they doing?
I didn't know what to read these guys. What would you like to hear?
Do you know how to cover Shel Silverstein, maybe? No, I don't know. Pick one. Any of yours are amazing.
Okay. I think we'll try Rich or Poor. Okay?
All right.
Let's see. Rich man's son inherits want, and with no desire to work hands bare, gives the job to another man to look at after from his easy chair. A poor man's son inherits grace, born of toil and sweat of his brow. He adjudged of hard-earned merit, pushes on what body will allow. The rich man's son inherits greed, with what malice it may entail, thinking others beneath his station, for lack of character he does ail. The poor man's son inherits kindness, which with all others level stands, and let ask the outcast blessed door to share the fruit of his two hands. So what Heir to what is a rich man's son? Tender flesh that fears the cold. To the poor he never gives his time, nor dare he wear his arm and all. Inheriting, it would seem to me, what no good man would wish to be. For heir to what is a poor man's son? Strong muscles and pounding heart. Chipped of marble character, he left to buy all he touched in part. Inheriting, it would seem to me, what all good men would wish to be.
Nice. Well done. I can't applaud you enough, my brother. We could spend an hour just clapping for you.
I'm not that good.
Oh, no, you are that good. Poet first, all else second, man.
Huh?
Poet first, all else second. You know that.
Oh, you're mad because I missed last week. Do you want me to run off a second one, a real short one for you?
If you want, yeah, that'd be great.
How about loneliness? I'll run it real quick.
All right.
I see these two old people with flowers in their hands. Someone starts to sing a song, and it makes me think of you. Just a sad, simple melody both you and I once knew. For as the words just by my ears, the kindness, sadness fills my heart. The song had so much more meaning as time has kept us apart. I try to see your face again and think of things unsaid, but all I can remember is this song inside my head. My memory is failing now, oh so sad but oh so thin, true. All that's left of our sweet love.
Nice. Brother, as always, very talented, wonderful poetry. Just keep on writing, my friend.
I think I will.
Right on. That's a good thing.
You know what my mother said? She's read all three of my books. She says she doesn't like the third book as much as the first book. What?
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 I thought the third book was three times the book the first one was. Uh-oh, there's something in there that tweaks her. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. But just know that your mother still likes the third book because she's very proud of what you're doing, my friend.
Oh, I'm sure she is. Right. My father doesn't know that I write at all.
What? You need to give him a copy of your book. Anyway.
I don't think so.
Remember what I said. Poet first, all else second. Thank you, Tate, for calling our show.
Thank you, sir.
All right. If you want to call in like Tate. All right. See you next week. If you want to call in like Tate, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. So we're going to have the lines opening up here. But in the meantime, I'm going to read one of our submissions that we had here. It was from Miss Josephine Vella from
Australia.
From Undown Under.
Yes.
And this is actually a special one. It's called If Words of Beauty Need to Be Heard.
Okay.
And she says it's dedicated to the World Poetry Open Mic staff and all involved.
Nice.
I'm going to try my best to do this justice. If words of beauty need to be heard, then sit back for a while and wait for your heart to be stirred by a deep poetic style, as poets express from loving soul what keeps them going as a whole. As poets express, the art of beauty in their role. If words of beauty need to be heard, then listen to the show, where J. Todd sits as the wise bird with words to match in tow, gathering the world to recite the passionate by heart and might, gathering the world, to open voices in the night. If words of beauty need to be heard, then Michael is the one, to lead you to a place transferred by depth when all is done. The phantom adds a special touch the haiku master loved so much. The phantom adds the sweetest voice adored as such. And then she says, as a little note at the end, I thank J. Todd, Michael, and all involved for gathering poetic voices across the world in unity. Your hard work, time, and patience is greatly appreciated. From a huge fan down under in Australia who is always listening, I love you all.
We love you too, Josephine.
So So that was Josephine Vella. That was a very, very thoughtful, beautiful submission. Thank you, Josephine.
And she's got a couple of books out, too, on Lulu.
She does. Yeah. That's right. And yeah. Do you remember the names of the books?
Expressions from Within is the one that we worked on with her.
That's the first one, yes.
And I forget the title of the second one. Forgive me, Josephine.
Look her up on Lulu.com.
Lulu.com, Josephine Vella. I mean, another great writer.
Absolutely. So. Absolutely. Thank you, Josephine.
And speaking of gathering poets from around the world to share it in their poetic voice, we have a special caller from the UK. He is Tony.
Good morning, JT.
Good morning. How are you, brother?
Yeah, much better than last week. Apologies for last week. I was a bit tired. It's 3:40 here, so of course... we have to be well prepared to call you in the UK.
Exactly. Either with an alarm clock or with lots of coffee, one way or the other.
Yes, I did intend to read again in a few weeks' time, but sadly Susan leaving us saddened me, to be honest, and feel upset now. But, I thought I'd ring again just for this reason, actually. I wanted to dedicate a poem which I've just finished editing, actually, and it's dedicated to Blushful Moon. I might, if I can find her proper name, install it in my epic poem, Sands of Time. It's during the Mughal Empire, 1526, so if you don't mind me reading that, a little snippet for her, it'd be lovely.
That'd be great.
Okay. It's called Amarat and Orchard in Saidpur. This is the original name for Islamabad, so just in case no one knows that. It is a sustainer, so of course it will get me into the time zone, so I promise you that.
All right.
Okay, thank you. Amarat and Orchard in Saidpur. She said of pure a vanity where notable worth can be obscure, eager to ripe. This harvest is notorious in keeping what is theirs. It's outrageously vine, though confines intention change as made by the olives there, whilst with care their accounts further calm, devotion known as balm, creating what is beautifully romance, aiding love, cherishing the remakes from legend-making myths. Immune to these intrepid tales, sandstorms will stir their myths, since invite is impenetrable by means of lovers seems obscure, like the tempting fruit there is conspicuous locale, though romance since the heart is confined, no matter what there is knowing theirs, I have the heart as well to dwell on knowing what makes us calm. Believe she is picking the harvest such as dreams I have made, lingering, enthralls in wait, whilst knowing fruit which was made can alleviate a woman's purely form, determined it arouses myths, like excitement exceeds to harvest, which is then given glory calm. A distinctive feeling only creams and saps can give, it's obscure, what decency since squeezing in intrusion, if forbidden theirs is sacred, that our knowing theirs has the purpose to feel romance. Like woman of the orchard, whom on seeing did not say romance would forbid me feeling, that between she and I, what can be made is a beautiful epic, but towards feeling, sentiment, that enough is theirs to encourage, it why shyly proportioned invitation warily as myths, encourage truth sometimes, it is how confidence shows obscure, more likely you intrude her awareness, that I'm likely to become. Alchemist, from what broad daylight shall the heat uncover come? Never not under any of the conditioned oaths to intrude romance, likelihood to keep the sacred heart, for yours is no doubt obscure by leniency. It is lamentable, a reach to teach, yet what is to be made? From combining fruits, am I to ask since nurture barely shows myths resulting from interest, if you should drink an outcome to theirs? I would argue to appreciate that this fairy tale is being one of theirs. The sweetness from within is plentiful, too plentiful for envy to come. Unruly gnats have gathered that I am to protect those wilting myths. They thrive on imbalance. What if nature were distributing romance? Like there is good and bad of everything. See what it is I have made. Assumption of what I've done to be afraid of. Delving yet obscure. A sincere fairy tale would be like a calm marooned into this romance aspect, since keeping the myths like the tiny fruits she thought were made, it compares as such with what's obscure, our existing next to theirs. It's finished.
Nice, brother.
As I say, I've made it a second week. I didn't want to intrude too many weeks, but I thought I had to come on for...
Any week you want to call, brother, you are welcome to call because it's a huge honor. I can't heap enough praise. I mean, I've thought of you as a mentor for quite a few years, and anytime you want time on my show, just come on.
Yes, and I feel much better for being, well, more lively this time.
Yes, and what a wonderful honor to Susan that you did on that Sestina, too.
Yes, and that goes to her husband as well, that, as he was mentioned briefly as well, so not to forget him as well.
Yes.
Anyway, it's lovely to be on again, and once again, it's a lovely feeling when I get on and hearing the show, all you beautiful people.
Excellent.
And I'll come on very soon.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, thank you. If you want to call in like Tony, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. We're about to head into our last segment, but...
Exactly, and I was going to say, a lot of people are really intimidated by following Tony because he's so cosmically good at poetry that we have no other choice other than to take a break. So you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Hey, Lady K here. You need a new ride? Go to Commercial SX Motor. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300 or visit them at 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Go to SXMotorsLLC.com and get a hot new ride for the summer. Hey everyone, it's your girl Lady K, and guess what? Summer is finally here. One of my favorite seasons. So you know what that means. You gotta look good. So why not start with a nice tan? At the Beach has 31 locations in the Denver metro area alone. And for the summer, they have hot deals going on right now. So log on to atbtanning.com right now and see what tan you need. Once again, that's atbtanning.com. At the Beach, my favorite place to tan.
What better way to show you care than to send one of my mom's pies? Fresh homemade pies using nothing but the best local fruit and the finest ingredients. Handcrafted with love right out of their Boulder kitchen and passed down for four generations. Mmm, that's my mom's pies. Call now, 303-652-6667. That's 303-652-MOMS. And order your pie today. Or check out their delicious menu at mmpies.com, where you can select your pies upon request. That's my mom's pies. What are you waiting for?
Some say money is bad for the soul, bad for the rock,
Hagar?
Bad for the roll, bad for the heart.
You know, I went and got a non-cooked pie for my mom's pies, and I took it to At the Beach, and strangely, it didn't cook while I was laying there getting a tan.
Nice.
Now I just have a pie-shaped white spot on my stomach.
All right, so we've got Michael, who is off the hook manic everywhere tonight. We've got the ape boy, who is musically everywhere tonight.
I love
it. I give up. I'm gonna have myself a body armor drink and just go manic with you guys.
Hey, that's not manic. That's focused, and that's ready for sports.
Exactly. And whatever else comes your
way. Speaking of coming our way and coming at us, great poetry.
Great
tonight.
Segue.
Everything's been great tonight. We have a great person on the air right now, though.
From New Orleans, please welcome Individuality.
Good evening.
Hey, good evening to you. Thank you for calling our show.
No problem. I have a short one tonight. I just wrote it, so I might mess up.
All right.
It's called Think About It. Ready?
Yes.
Randomly, a character is picked who's thought to be unsavory. They look different, they act weird, they walk to a different beat. Those jolly hearts think with their minds and act with their happy feet. Bear with them, it will take time to learn how to walk dizzily, going counterclockwise in a world that goes in the opposite direction. They must be persistent in designing the resistant, opposed to all thoughts that are beyond a doubt ignorant. Most people, though, are not them. Do you believe that we concede to things that we can't see? unknowingly taking an alternate route to reach a personal haven. Our minds resist going against the speed the world is spinning. We endure the seductive lure towards the road most taken. A fire burns that makes us yearn for a dream we never dreamt. Hunger learns that it won't fade because treasures start to be found with greed. Keeping calm does not last long because sane minds turn to ruins. Content with these events, unusual decisions we fear pursuing. We wish that we'd all float with clouds so the sky is set as our limit. But wanting to be a star, that's a new beginning, an idea that's quickly receding. Can you get with mindlessly living, not knowing why you try to satisfy society?
Nice. Well done.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling our show. How's your grandma doing?
She's doing great. She gave me them words like at 4 or something today, and I wrote it just to read it to the read it on the show tonight.
You wrote it between 4 and now with all the words that, like a word bank poem?
Huh?
Like it's like a word bank poem?
Yeah.
Wow, that's very good. Well done.
She said she was going to try to call in tonight, and if she doesn't get in tonight, I'm going to definitely make sure she's in next week.
Exactly. Thank you.
No problem.
If you want to call in like individuality or like her grandma's going to try to, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598.
Nice.
It's been a good show.
It has been so far.
It's been a great show. We're kind of in our last segment, but I feel like there's something I really have to address.
What's that?
I feel like there's, well, it's... Sorry, my throat is, I'll just come right out and say it. He's a haiku master.
Oh boy, he's a haiku master.
I don't know. What happened with the sequencer there? That
know.
Was really strange.
That is strange.
It was a little bit off. Okay. Here at the UN of Poetry, we like to, you know, bring all the different types of poetry in.
Yeah, Sestina, Terzarium, or sonnet.
That's right.
Acrostic sonnet, and of course...
haiku. So our haiku master is someone who spends, you know, just hours and hours and hours every day perfecting the art of the haiku. And so he writes 3 each week.
He's on a mountain doing this.
He's on a mountain. Literally, right now, on a mountain. We're in Colorado, after all.
It's Pikes Peak, of course.
Naturally. Of course. Is there another mountain?
No. There's like several, but that's all right.
Okay. So, here are 3. We don't say what the actual topic is. We'll see. It's a slightly obscure topic this week, but see if you can come up with it. And send it to us on Facebook, Twitter, our email. Here we go. Taken in a flash. Lamented loss of great life. Hawk's cry heard for miles. It's the first one.
Nice.
It's interesting. It's a heavier tone this week. Tears shed for your loss. Soaring partner and life mate. Cry at your heartache.
Okay.
The crows will not feed. God's creatures share in your loss. Family weep with you.
Nice.
I mean, so a serious offering this week.
Is very serious and very nature-inspired.
That's very much so.
Which is why he is the haiku master.
Oh boy, he's a haiku master!
Drop kicking the competition.
Hi-ya!
There can only be one. So...
All right.
We're bad. That happened.
That was crazy. We have a haiku master amongst our ranks.
You know, and we didn't even know it.
Wouldn't he be karate chopping the competition?
No. Drop kicking is so much more dominant.
Okay.
Oh.
Wait.
What? Not again.
Again. Does the emperor have nothing better to do?
It's not the emperor.
This is not the emperor.
Who's the emperor? What?
We've got Steve again.
Back on the line.
He is back.
Oh.
He is back to torture us? No.
The emperor contacted me.
Oh, no.
Very upset at Michael's failure.
What?
I had to convince him not to unleash the Death Star.
Yes. Oh. Thank you for sparing us.
Earth dodged a laser.
I was threatened with the Death Star every morning in Catholic school. I'm not bothered by this anymore.
Te absolvo, Michael. Te absolvo. I'm probably wrong, but the last remake of Great Expectations had a line really close, and dancing was a euphemism.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh! Very, very good. Very good. I know that was. I didn't expect you to get that. That's phenomenal. And by the way, I love that movie. I know it's not really much at all like the book, but it's a great film.
It's a really great film, and it's a great line, which I've liked that line and that euphemism.
You know, Steve, you put me to shame, brother.
Steve,
good job.
I have to ask. And
no, I'm about to put you to shame, Michael. Okay.
That's the constant state of my being. Let's do it.
This is another easy one. Oscar winner for Best Picture.
Okay.
All right. Children Need Mother. Sing for Love and Freedom. Escape from Nazis.
Well, I'm trying to think, but it's hard for me to focus because the hills are alive with the sound of music.
Oh, I like that.
Well done.
Hey, you know what? That was an easy one. Thank you for going nice on me, but that was also a great film.
Have a wonderful week. I'll get off so somebody can get in for the end. Take care, guys. Awesome.
Thank you, Steve. Bye. Good night.
Thank you, Steve. All right. So if you want to call and like Steve, give us a call, 303-386-3598. You could be our last caller.
That's right. Now, quickly, before we do that, do you mind? I'm going to give my assignment, the poetry assignment. I'm going to go a little bit more vague this time. The assignment is for you to take what I'm about to read and interpret it and put it into a poem, okay?
All right.
This is from the Tao Te Ching.
All right.
30 spokes joined together in the hub. It is because of what is not there that the cart is useful. Clay is formed into a vessel. It is because of the emptiness that the vessel is useful. Cut doors and windows to make a room. It is because of its emptiness that the room is useful. Therefore, what is present is used for profit, but it is in absence that there is usefulness. So whatever that means to you, usefulness in the absence.
But my brain is useful. I'm just saying.
But that's the assignment for this next week. I'd love to hear if anybody comes up with anything cool, call in with it.
All right. Well, we have our last caller queued up. She's on the line once again from Pennsylvania. Please welcome back Mel.
Hello.
Hey.
I have a poem. It's lighthearted.
All right.
And it's called Surf and Turf.
All right.
Does the mouth not water at the thought of so delectable a dish that could be bought when taking someone out on a dinner date, thinking about the dish that is sure to sate, the appetite appealing to taste and sight? He took her to a local pub and bar in his cool red convertible car. He was casually dressed, she more so, he in shorts, a dress on her torso. The host took them to their seats. She feared he'd hear their heartbeats. She was nervous and could not decide, so he ordered for both with pride. She demurely asked, what did he choose? He replied, surf and turf and some booze. She giggled and wriggled in her seat and took the high heels off her feet. They chit-chatted about this and that. Before the night was done, though, they had had a spat. She was disappointed when dinner arrived. She expected fish and steak and gamely rice. Up she stormed out of that place, painfully humiliated and disgraced. The surf and turf was not what she expected. Hot dogs and tuna fish were largely rejected. The price was right, or so he thought. Two tasty dinners the waiter brought. What do you expect when you pay $4.95 a meal? Where else could you get such a great deal? He ran after her and apologized on the walk. She settled down and they began to talk. They returned inside to the meal at hand. Later they danced to the music of the band. What could have been a disastrous night turned out to be a most enjoyable delight. Love came, and they sealed it with a kiss. A year later, they enjoyed wedded bliss. The reception was held in that pub and bar. Bride and groom came in their cool red convertible car.
Surf and Turf was exactly as expected, as the hot dogs and tuna menu were duly resurrected.
Nice.
Thank you.
I tried that, actually, after the first time we heard that poem. I went home and I put tuna fish on a hot dog bun and slapped a hot dog. It's not so good.
It actually is delicious.
Whatever.
Well, good night, and thanks for the honor of letting me read again.
Excellent. Thank you, Mel, for calling in.
See you next week.
See you next week. And before we go, I'd want to take a moment and thank Denise from wildsite.co for making this poetic platform possible. Denise, you've been a great sponsor of ours. Thank you for all that you do for wildlife and for educating people. And coming up, some really cool bicycle apparel, too. I mean, it's just amazing.
Absolutely.
And, of course, we want to thank our sponsors, all of our sponsors, Commercial FX Motors, Body Armor, Latin Life Denver, At the Beach, Pocket Deals, Daily Pocket Deals, and My Mom's Pies. Did I miss anybody? Oh, Body Armor Super Drink.
And I'm going to take us out.
Go ahead. Take us out.
I have a poem after hearing all the fantastic poets tonight that I needed to share, and it's going to happen. The poem's title is Latin for Unconquered.
Okay.
And you know this very well. A lot of everybody. Everybody knows this very well, but I'm still going to read it. Out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears, looms but the horror of the shade. And yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
Thank you, Phantom.
Thank you.
Susan, we love you. And all the poets that contributed tonight, thank you very much.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide. Feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Has it spotted you?
girl right to your day into a black box and it came out gray.